This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk a little bit about the religion that continues to make its way into the headlines in the United States and around the world. And it's dealing with a book, Allah, a God Who Hates Women, Why They Hate Women and Like to Oppress. The book has been written by Harvard-educated Dr. Majid Rafizadeh. You might guess from his name, he wasn't born here, but he has gotten his doctorate at Harvard. And Dr. Rafizadeh, I'd like to give out a web address where people could get a hold of you. Is it the American International Council on the Middle East, or is there another group that you would like for people to go to?
No, it's in the International American Council. First of all, thank you for having me, Larry.
My pleasure. And, thank you.
It's great to be with you. So it is the International American Council on the Middle East. Also, I have a website on Harvard University, Harvard Scholar, so they can reach me there, too.
Okay, well, why don't you, when we're coming into the break, I'll get that, but I'd like to get us into a discussion. I thought the book, while it's not a long book, deals with, it helped me understand more than I ever had some of the things that we continue to see coming out of Islam. If God hates women, that's a pretty significant part of the human race to be hating, and it doesn't seem to work well. And I gather from what you've written that that helps to explain, helps us understand why we have so much trouble with the Islamic world is because they have a problem with women.
Yes, so when I came first here, I was I came to the United States 6-7 years ago, and I was stunned by how Western Muslim scholars, particularly those who are born here and grew up in a Western country, and they never really lived in a Muslim country, they were portraying Islam as a religion. Which promotes equality between men and women. It's a religion of peace. And
oh my! I hadn't heard the equality argument. That's really a topper. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was exactly, and that was nothing that I really witnessed there. I lived there. My family are living there, and there was nothing of all of this that I was seeing there. So for me. I wanted to really raise awareness, and I think I was particularly concerned, and I'm still concerned, about how women and children are treated in the Muslim world, and particularly how the religion of Islam provides such a powerful and robust platform for some group of people, or for men, for dominant ruling politicians to control women and subjugate them and dehumanize them. I think you hear a lot about that Islam is a religion of peace and treat women well. Well, I think this is not accurate, and based on my experience, it's not true.
Well, and you've lived not just in Iran where you were born, but you've lived in other Muslim societies, and it seems like they have a core of agreement on their view of the world, and it's as you just described it. We've got a real problem in the West, and I think the problem is as much our own as it is that of Islam itself, because if we refuse to acknowledge the nature of Islam and listen to people like yourself, that were born there, have grown up, and by God's grace, you were given it almost seems like an instinctive ability to say that's not right. What's being done to that woman is not right. What's being done to most people in an Islamic mm-hmm. society is not right, and it seems to flow right from Islam itself. And I think that's where we in the West we're in a war, and yet mm-hmm. we don't seem to acknowledge that that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's a very brilliant point, Larry, and that's what I'm trying really to say. And it's interesting that I always tell, you know, the people who mostly, I'm surprised the people who mostly criticize me here are the liberals. And I tell them, if you argue for social liberty, if you argue for civil rights, if you argue for gender equality, and these are the things that you're arguing for and advocating for, so why are you criticizing me who is trying to create, to promote gender equality in Muslim world? You should be actually happy that I'm taking that direction. And I think what is happening here in the West is that we're particularly and I saw it in universities too. You know, they train people to believe that we are it is completely politically incorrect to criticize Islam, and we are those are the those people are the victims, and we are the people who are who have taken the rights, and they give you this view. And anybody who comes like me from that world here and contradicts their image, what they have been taught in universities here, then they get surprised and they start criticizing people who are coming from there. I'm not the only one. I think there are other Muslims who came from Muslim countries, and they criticize Islam.
Oh yes.
And the liberal media doesn't like it. They don't
and,
like it.
And when women like Nani Darwish have said very much the same that you are saying, well, there's a woman saying it. It's not just a man who may or may not have gotten it right. This is a woman that had to live through it until she was able to get out of Egypt. And what does she know?
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be a liberal. You know more than the people that have been there.
Yeah, because it goes against what they have been taught. It goes against
exactly.
the dominant thinking they were taught in universities, even in Ivy schools, that, you know, those people are the victims, and we are the people who are have been violating their rights, and we are the imperialists, and we are... So when somebody comes from there and tell them a different story and tell them the real story, actually, they don't like it. They're no, a Muslim is not... Islam is not bad. Islam is the victim, and we are the one who are not good. So I think that's one problem. We have to really to deal with it. If we are trying to promote democracy, if we are trying to promote civil liberty, we shouldn't discriminate between civil rights here in the United States and civil rights in Muslim world. We should help those communities, those people who are speaking out there, and instead of saying that, you know, no, there is nothing wrong with Islam, and Islam is a religion of peace, and unfortunately that is something which is really being promoted in the mainstream media. And I mentioned that before, several years ago, even before the Islamic State and those groups came to mm-hmm. power, which are using the religion of Islam. I mentioned that in this book, that the most significant clashes which is going to happen is really clashes between Western philosophy and Islam. And this is not something I'm the first person to say. It's been said before. Islamic teachings are not compatible with our civilization. They are not compatible with the modern world. And if we don't address those issues, we're going to have unfortunately, more catastrophic events like what happened yesterday.
Let's pick up on that point about the kinds of things that happened in Orlando and how it's related to the core of Islam, talking with Dr. Majid Rafizadeh, his book, Allah, A God Who Hates Women.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is someone who grew up in the Muslim world in Iran. He's now in the United States, having got a doctorate from Harvard. He's got a book Allah, a God who hates women. What is a good website for people to go, Doctor, to get some information about you, the book, as you would wish us to find out more?
They can definitely find it on Amazon.com, and also my official websites are International American Council, IACCouncil.org, and also scholar.harvard.edu /Majid Rafizadeh.
Okay, so the International Council is a place where they can go. That's good. International American Council on .org, IACCouncil.org. Is that the correct address?
Yes.
Good. Okay, we'll give that out. That's fairly easy to handle. So when I read through your book, I was really pierced reading the kind of depressing environment in which you grew up, in which really even the men as well as the women who were getting the short end of the stick in Islam, but all too often the men themselves, from other men up the totem pole, it's pretty rough living in one of those societies. And every page you're describing this situation, that the young boy, and then growing up, it really made me think, what a blessing I had to be born here, because I don't know how I could have stood up to that. I salute you for having been able to endure, to emerge, and to have overcome.
Well, thank you so much. I think what I was trying to say, really, a lot of people, overwhelming majority of people, are living like this. But I think life will teach you how to be patient and just to overcome these situations. But the other point that I was really also trying to make is that Islam does really play a very important role in how people are controlled in the Muslim world, and particularly how women are treated in the Muslim world. And I think it's it is the job of not only Muslims to stand up for reformation, but also the Western world to help them. I did grow, as you mentioned, I grew up in Iran and Syria. Iran are a majority of Iranian are Shia Islam, and majority of Syrian are Sunni Islam. Iranian call themselves Persians. Syrian are Arabs. So I grew up in really two different branches of Islam, and that was I had a first-hand experience of living in these two different societies. Usually Persian and Arab don't get along with each other very well. There is some underlying racism between them, and also between Shia and Sunni there is there are tensions. But I grew up in these two countries, and I think it taught me a lot of things about teaching of Islam, about how women are living there, and I mentioned that in my book about story of my mother, which represents story of many people, and you know, in my humble opinion, I think the underlying problem in Islam is Quran, the book of Islam, which Muslims view it as a literal word from Allah, word by word coming from their God, and this book is said to be accurate now, and even 100 years later or 10,000 years later, and Quran is not only doesn't have only spiritual verses; it has social and legal laws, and I think this has confined the religion in inflexible social and legal laws that makes growth impossible, makes reformation impossible, and then makes the religion incompatible with our civilization. There have been a lot of scholars for hundreds of years that are saying that Islam will be there will be reformation in Islam. It will become, it is compatible with democracy, but what we're seeing instead is increasing group of Islamists that committing terrorist attacks. And I think again, as I mentioned, the underlying reason is the book, which is viewed as a word by word from Allah. I used to say some controversial things when I was in Iran and Syria, which I received a lot of threats for that. But
I was going to say, you can be happy you made it out alive with some of the things you were saying.
Yeah, I remember I had to stop because my mother was very worried that
somebody like yourself not only is putting yourself at play, but a whole family and people that you know. This is a war that doesn't just go against one spokesman, but against everybody connected to that spokesman, from what I can see. So there's a lot of risk involved in being an independent thinker.
Oh yeah, a lot of times I really have to reject interviews or saying things because I don't want my family to be subjected to violence in those countries. And but the interesting thing is that now I left Islam a long time ago, but my siblings are actually one of them teaches Quran in Iran, so it gave them a status which is some sort of immune from
interesting.
Yes.
So even though you're an apostate, the fact that a family member is a teacher of Quran is a kind of protection?
It's a protection for them. It's not very strong protection, but since
For them. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For them, not for me. Just, since she is teaching, so they. But the interesting thing is that they summoned my mother, my father in Iran, the intelligence. They investigated. They asked them questions, and what they usually they don't have any connection with me. So they that's what the argument is, that my mother and father don't know what I'm doing, and they don't tell me what to do. So it's not their fault. But I absolutely agree with you. I mean, it's very concerning because
Well, let's pick up there on the other side of this break. Allah, a God who hates women. Dr. Majid Rafizadeh.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is someone who grew up in an Islamic culture. Dr. Majid Rafizadeh, Allah, a God who hates women, and that view of women really affects the whole view of mankind and the relationship of the people of a Muslim society to those in power. And from what I was taking away from your book was the word Islam, submission, it's really all about submission, and the society tends to reflect that basic core concept of don't question authority.
Yes, exactly, and this is what we were taught in schools, that that you don't question the verses of Quran, you don't question imams, you don't question religious authorities, you don't question the ruling politicians. So it become religion of control. They control every aspect of your life. Not only controlling your thinking, it's controlling your even action. You can, for instance, wear this. this, you can't wear that, you can't take off your scarf here, you can't drink this, you can't listen to that music. So every action is controlled, and I think that's what it's such a powerful controlling system. I remember in Iran, I reached a level that I noticed if I wanted to do simple daily activities, it was enforced by Islamic teaching, and I didn't want anything to control me, and that was I think a transformation for me that I abandoned Islam. I didn't want a force that tells me what to do and what and what is intriguing about it, it imposes fear in you. It's not controlling that it's productive. It imposes fear in you, and when it imposes fear, it makes you do actions which you would otherwise don't do if you're more rational. And I think that's what's happening we see a lot of these suicide bombing or terrorist acts. Mm-hmm. These people, I reached a level that become very devout Muslim. I was following the verses of Quran one by one. I was one of the few who read the Quran from the first to the end. I told you my sister is a teacher of Quran, so I know Quran word by word. And I become very devout, but I really at some moment I was scared of the power of this religion, because it can make you do actions that you normally won't do.
And, you know, that I think is something that I'm beginning to appreciate more and more, and I keep trying to compare what I learn about Islam to the history and the traditions here in the United States. Here, there was this idea that the government was not the last word. That was in the Bible. The king was not the last word. And if we caught him trying to become the last word, as King George III did, we said, no, and we'll enforce that no if we have to with our own arms. I don't see that kind of militia mindset, that kind of independent mindset capable of operating within the Islamic context. Somebody has to be like yourself who, for their own reasons, decided, I can't agree with this. Well, that makes you the most dangerous man in the country.
Yeah, exactly. I'm around on their blacklist. I can't go there. I can't travel there. Several of my family members have been kidnapped or killed in Syria also. And so it's it become very dangerous. That's why I think they train you. I mean, from the time you're born, by the Islamic teachings, the times you go to school, I feel like you're brainwashed into believing into Islamic teaching. And by the moment that you're 18, 19 years old, you can make decision. Your decision are completely defined by the Islamic teachings. And then when they indoctrinate these teachings in you in schools, later they impose the fear that you do not question these teachings, because if you question them, it's not just people.
It's blasphemy.
Yes, they will punish you. There is a legal system. There is a judiciary mm-hmm. system that will lash you. They will take you to the prison if you abandon Islam like me. They can even execute you. It's a law in the Islamic teachings and Quran. So there is a punishment. There is fear, and not a lot of people. You're right. Not a lot of people are going to stand against it. And even I think in the West, what really bothers me is that a lot of the so-called Western Muslim scholars, they're born here, they've never been in the Muslim world, they advocate for this kind of Islamic teaching. Some of them, they do it because they want to continue receiving their Islamic scholarship, and they want their books to continue to be taught, to be sold in the Islamic world, and they want to be able to get a visa to go to Saudi Arabia and visit the Mecca. So they, a lot of them, they do it for these purposes, and most of them, also some of them, they overwhelming majority actually of them, they don't, they haven't ever lived in this society. They don't know what is it like. They just read in books what is Islam, and they've been living in a democratic country where they can say what
they want.
Yeah.
Yes. They don't even realize how their own experience has shaped their view of Islam.
Exactly. And I think that's a real issue. I think we have to really address this issue if we are. I think this country is great. I think this is honestly the only country that I felt home in it. I was welcomed, and I think this country should be a force for those people who are coming from there to say their opinion. I don't think they should. I think help people from those countries. For all those values which are important here, like civil liberties, we shouldn't really take on this perspective that all Muslims are victims, Islam is victim, and we are the victimizer. I think this is really wrong. And if there is something wrong there, we should address it, and we should put being politically correct aside. I think this is harming us, and we see, I mean, we're having more attacks. We had one in Orlando yesterday. And I think if we don't address this issue more carefully, we're going to have more. And this is one thing I usually don't predict. I don't like predict, you know, scholars, they shouldn't predict. But this is something that I'm sure about. I feel like, and I've said it a long time before, you're going to have more these kind of acts in the United States, 9/11 or more, even worse than 9/11. I don't want these things happen, but I think these things getting to most likely happen more and more if we don't address the issue of Islamic teaching.
And I think it's not only what you're saying about what Islam is like and the teaching that can drive people to make the decisions that were made in Orlando, but just from the point of view of us here at Gun Owners of America, where the attack occurred in Orlando was a gun-free zone, and all but two of our mass murders in the United States since 1950 have been in gun-free zones. So if we have a combination of a radical philosophy and a self-imposed defenselessness, that's pretty dangerous. We're running out of time on this segment. We'll be back with one more with Dr. Majid Rafiz.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got objects, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Times 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest is someone who grew up in an Islamic culture, Dr. Majid Rafizadeh. His book is Allah, a God Who Hates Women. It's available on Amazon. It's not a long book. You can read it rather quickly, and it's written much of it as personal anecdote, but it provides tremendous insight into the culture that he has decided was not for him. Comes to the United States, gets a doctorate at Harvard, and Doctor, from what I hear you saying, I don't know how they've treated you at Harvard, but you're at risk of being treated maybe not as violently, but somewhat the same intellectually as you have been in Iran and in Syria and in the Muslim world. What you're saying doesn't fit the world view of academic America.
No, and unfortunately, I think most of what is funny is that most of the attacks I receive are not from Muslims living in the Muslim world, are actually from liberals. Why do you criticize Islam and because again I said it doesn't fit their what they've been taught in schools. That
I wouldn't be surprised if some of them have actually said, "What do you know about Islam?"
Yeah, they sometimes speak in a way that they know more about Islam, and they have. What I told them is that this is based on my experience living actually there, and not my experience, but a lot of people around me. I live in a two different predominant Muslim society of Sunni and Shia. I grew up there, and I studied Islam. I studied the religion. My sister is a teacher of Quran. I have read Quran. I actually was a devout Muslim. I was fundamentalist. I knew everything about Islam, and then I decided to leave it. But you know, they don't want anyone who shake their box, their thinking. They don't want anyone who goes against it. But what I usually tell them is that if you're really advancing social justice and civil liberties, and you argue that you're a promoter of these values, you should do the same not only for here in America, but you should do it for other countries. And I think it's going to take time. I think we should really put this mentality of being politically correct, shouldn't criticize Islam, and always saying that it is not, you hear it a lot, that it is not the fault of Islam is a peaceful religion. I think this is wrong. There are clear verses in Quran that this group are using, the verses which clearly says how to subjugate women, how to dehumanize women, takes the right of the women. Women don't have a voice in the court.
What we should be grateful for is that there are many, many Muslims, people a great deal like yourself, who just can't agree to the direction that's being taught, and they kind of provide a drag. But it's very difficult to be a drag in a society that is, I wouldn't say totalitarian, but can be quite despotic. You speak out at your own risk of your own life. You may lose a job here in the United States, but we haven't quite gotten to the point where the secret police, the Mukhabarat, are going to come and take you off in the night.
Yes. I think there are some limitations here. Definitely, they were much more in Iran. I mean, I was detained several times. I was even in Syria. So I think it's much more dangerous there. Here, unfortunately, you're absolutely right. I think if you take a stand in which criticizes the inequality in Islam, the academia doesn't like it that much. The liberal media doesn't like it. So you will be isolated and unless you really joined the other groups that they believe that Islam is peaceful, and then they think you're a real scholar. I think that's a problem. We should deal with it here. I think we don't have a clear understanding of Islam, and unfortunately, we follow in the United States. So we follow that those Western Muslim scholars who have never lived in a Muslim world. They learned Islam from educational system in America, and they've been living in a democratic system. There is religious freedom here, and I think that gives the wrong picture of what Islam is.
It's hard to believe that there would be such fundamental differences between a society that was born in the idea that there's a law above the king versus a society where, whatever the theory might be, the imam, the mullah, the king, he's the last word, and you'd better be careful what you say in front of him.
Yes, exactly. It become such a powerful, I think, tool. I think it all comes to controlling people. And the last word, as you said, politics is mixed with religion, and then religion rules politics. And as you mentioned, the supreme leader or the sheikh or the imam, the ayatollah, become the final decision makers of everything you do in your life.
And questioning that person means that you're questioning the very legitimacy of the system, and that makes you not only a religious heretic, but a political traitor.
Exactly, exactly. Then you are you're charged, imprisoned, you're lashed for conspiracy against God or Allah, what they say, or Khuda in Persian. You're a traitor, so they punish you. You're not free really to speak of your mind. So I think this is what is happening in all of Muslim world. I don't know if you heard the story recently about a Dutch girl who was
in Qatar
raped. Yeah, yes, exactly. She was raped in Qatar, and she reported the rape, and they put her in prison because that was against Islamic teaching, and she was committing adultery. So
she didn't have four witnesses, right? Isn't that what the Quran requires?
Yeah, the Quran requires four witnesses to be there because the words of a woman doesn't count. So she's not; they don't treat her as a rational human being. There are a lot of teachings that women don't have the same mental capacity as men, and that's why they want four other witnesses to validate what she's saying. And I think this is going on for hundreds of years in these countries. And they, again, as I mentioned, the major reason here is Quran. They use verses from Quran to legitimize and justify what they're doing. They say, look, God here is saying this, so we should follow what he's saying. He's saying we should wage war against Christian. We should wage war against the other religion. If you're not a Muslim, you will end up in hell. So they take verses out of Quran, and they say this is word of Allah, and we have to follow it. And then they create, as you mentioned, Larry, the judiciary system to legitimize these actions and to punish people if they don't follow with that. And I think we have to shake this kind of thinking. We have to shake the idea that the Quran is our social and legal laws coming down from Allah directly. I used to say that, and I'm saying now that those spiritual verses of Quran in Islam that, you know, they are spiritual, there is nothing bad in them. I think those were plagiarized from Christianity. Muhammad mm-hmm. plagiarized those, but those verses which have social and legal laws which dehumanize and subjugate the people, those are made by the by Muhammad and those who made Islam in order to control the population.
Well, Dr. Afifida, I want to thank you. Alas, we are out of time, but you have laid it out what it's really like to live in such a society. Allah, a God who hates women. Folks, I urge you to get it. It's on Amazon. His organization is the Inter-American.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.